This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's an airline out of Denver called Frontier that's been doing very well lately. Last year, for the first time in a decade, Frontier Airlines turned a profit. It's on track to do the same this year. Like many airlines, Frontier, in some situations, charges for luggage, but it recently announced that it could charge up to $100 for a single carry-on bag. You heard right. Booking a ticket on Frontier's website and other advanced planning can reduce that charge to zero, but we thought we'd check in with Frontier's CEO about this. David Siegel, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
So if you don't book a ticket through your website, you'll have to pay for carry-on as much as $100. What's your thinking?
Well, our customers always get the best value when they book on flyfrontier.com, so we want to encourage them to do so. But our number one complaint with customers has been not being able to get space in the overhead bin. So we're simply trying to give people an incentive to either book on our website and get that space available to them, and it's free. Or if you choose to book with a third-party travel site, then you will pay for a carry-on, but you have a choice.
You could also make checked baggage free for all tiers of your customers. That would put more bags in the hold and keep them out of the bins.
Well, you know, we could do a lot of things for free, but we want to stay in business. And it's customary now for people to pay for checked baggage. It's a service that's provided. And not surprisingly, people behave according to their incentives. So when you have to pay for a checked bag, a lot of people try to bring an extra bag on or too large a bag. And that's why we have the overhead bin space problem. So we're just trying to rebalance things, protect our best customers, and make sure that people's incentives are aligned with the best travel experience.
I've been thinking about your situation, and I want to offer a couple of ideas. How about if you don't turn your phone off when the flight attendant tells you to, $40 fine, or maybe $50 if your kid wants to kick the seat in front of you? I mean, that would be a useful way to raise money, and nobody would complain.
You know, that's a great idea. I'll take that back to my marketing folks.
Oh, my goodness, what have I done? But seriously, you must wrestle on one hand with delighting your customers with low fares, but getting some of the customers ticked off when they end up paying for add-ons that they may not have focused on in advance.
Well, you know, there is a change now in customer expectations, and it will take some time for consumers to learn what the new practices are. We offer a clean, safe, and reliable product. We offer excellent customer service. At the same time, we're telling customers we always charge the lowest fares. So you have a choice of taking an even lower fare, or if you want to purchase certain amenities, we'll sell you those at a very attractive price. So it's customers being used to a bundled price where everything's included, and so it's quote-unquote free. But what we do is give you an even lower price and then let you decide what you want and don't want, so you only pay for what you use, and otherwise you save the money.
Well, David Siegel, President and CEO of Frontier Airlines, thank you very much for this.
Thank you.